The following is a Fourth Hand production.
What is going on, y'all little heathens? You're listening to the Not Today Satan podcast. I am part of the show, JP.
I'm the other half. I'm Nick Bermea. What's up?
And we are watching the...
You want to crack these together?
Yeah, let's do it.
These delicious Trulies.
These nuts. That was...
Oh, I just talked into the can and not the microphone.
Oh, and it's on camera.
And welcome back. This is the new episode, episode 125.
125. Dude, these are so good. They're truly tea. And if y'all sponsor me, I would become an alcoholic.
Yeah, truly. Somebody has to work with Truly out there. Let them know. We drinking your stuff on live. Life for us.
Yeah, tweet at him. I think an army of 40 people would change their mind. Mm-hmm. The 40
let's
man
go.
Army.
Let's go.
Yeah.
You heard of the 300 can do it. Well, let's fucking top that. The 40.
Yeah. The 40. The selected 40. Or like that Seventh Nation Army song. Be like, that'd be our
dum,
song walking
dum,
in.
Dum, 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 dum. Yeah, and we're all walking in slow motion.
Yeah.
Like we're going to a space launch.
Yeah. They just shoot like a freaking... RPG and just blow us all up in it'll one
be,
swoop.
It'll be one pellet gun.
Yeah. One AR-15. But we are here chilling. We are
watching the fights.
Doing manly shit like watching fights and
drinking Trulies.
Drinking Truly tea.
Yeah, we're a good dynamics of, you know, wanting to be alphas and trying to keep in touch with our sensitive side.
Yeah, also enjoy pegging.
Oh, shit, he got some.
That is a freaking sick one-arm guillotine. Oh, my God.
Did you see how he set that up?
That was nice, dude. That was nice. Hey, you still got to come back.
I know. I do got to come back. I know my schedules now. What days do you go?
I usually go Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I could do Tuesdays.
Yeah, what other day would work for you? Because I can change.
Tuesdays.
What about Fridays?
I could do Fridays unless something happens. Like
early Friday.
Wise.
It's like 6. It'll be like at 6.
6 to what?
6 to 7.
A.M.?
No. P.M.
What days?
Fridays.
Oh, no. I got work.
Unless oh, yeah, that's right. You get off at 7, right?
I get off at 7.
Yeah, yeah.
10 to 7, like an adult.
Well, yeah, you can come on Tuesdays.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Boom.
Dude,
oh, my God.
Yeah,
that dude just
like
was destroying
just
him.
Up this whole fight.
I didn't catch their names, but that dude has...
He's fighting with an earring on.
He has a nice... What is that in his ear? Because it can't be an earring.
Dude, it's an earring.
Or did it get ripped earlier in the fight? Look at that freaking guillotine. That's a Marcellotine. You see how his leg's going over?
Yeah.
That's to keep him from being able to turn his body to free his neck up.
He trapped him between his legs.
That was nice, dude.
With the
for the main event. Oh, look, they got the NFL cam.
Oh, were they?
That's hilarious, dude.
What that kind of camera is that though? That has to be like a 4K.
Yeah, so it's I think it's one of those cams that I bought.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a those little so the DJI, they also make drones.
The one that looks like a little circle.
Yeah, it looks like the aliens from what's that Tom Cruise movie where the aliens come? War of the Worlds. Like, if it was giant, it would look like a War of the World alien.
Yeah.
Right? Or it looks like E.T. kind of, because it's on a gimbal. It's a little camera on a gimbal, and it's a little handheld camera. And it shoots 4K, and you can change the depth on it
that.
Yeah, so.
It makes the background blurry, and the person just stays in focus.
Yeah,
like a legit video game.
Yeah, I'm glad they did that, though. That means that they listen to the people, because people really love that NFL camera like that. It looks fucking cool.
Because it makes them feel like they're in Madden.
Yeah.
Makes me feel like I'm playing Madden.
Yeah, that's cool looking, man.
Dude,
I like
these
it.
New driving games.
Uh-huh. Which one?
Like, it starts with an F. I don't know which one's, like, the E-games. I don't know. I'll show you a video real
quick. Need for Speed.
That was an old school video game.
Yeah.
ESPN posted on it because they, like, follow the esports now.
Mm-hmm.
And this new driving game looks so fucking legit.
It's like you're really driving.
It is like you're really driving. And I can't find it. No mo. That's perfect. Not making this shit up.
One day they're going to make it to where like you have a VR and it and you like drive to the Amazon store and buy something, but while you're doing the VR thing, somebody's just delivering your package, so it's like you went and got it from the store but you didn't.
Or they do it like a do it yourself thing. It's a video game where you put on a helmet, takes you there. But when you plug in the helmet, you're plugging into a robot
like
that
a
works
car?
At the warehouse. And then you're like, oh, yeah. I want to go get this. And you can pick it up, put it in a cart, put it in the van. Now you get transported into a van. So in your helmet, you're like behind a wheel and everything in your house. But you activate a real van.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then you could drive it on the real streets because of augmented reality is a thing.
Yeah.
In this timeline.
Could you pick up hookers, though, on the way?
Yeah, dude, it'll be like a real Grand Theft Auto. Just yeah. Go to Bessonette Street.
And then you take him to a pier, and then you drive off the pier. That's what I used to do. After, like, doing it with them.
Why? I mean, they still have your money. You got to let them get out.
Oh,
just
yeah.
A couple shots in the back.
But I was doing it for the love of the kill, so.
You just, the, which one did you play?
What's the five? I mean, I played five, San Andreas.
Oh, so it'd be like the
Vice.
Your serial killer of San Andreas. What
yeah.
If they had a game where it was like that? Like it's an open world game, like Grand Theft Auto. You could do whatever you want. But if you like start killing enough people without getting caught, like you'll walk by a TV and it'll be like, and the LA killer.
Yeah.
It's like a definition of what your guy looks like.
Uh-huh.
Or you could do a good person. Good Samaritan saves bus full of kids.
It's just like open world. You could do whatever you want.
Yeah, but it, however you play in the game is.
What if the game
well,
was like for a serial killer and like you take turns with your friends to see like how long your kill streak can last
before you get caught?
Yeah,
that would be.
And you gotta like hide evidence and stuff. Like you gotta walk around the room and like find evidence and.
You could play as a detective or as a killer.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Who can? How long can you go before getting caught?
We need to make this game, dude.
I don't know how to program shit.
It's going to come out all like
or
old school, like Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
It looks all like shit. Yeah. People would play that, though. And then you think that would help some people that want to get some dark stuff out of them?
Yeah. I don't see why not. I mean, if Rob Zombie's allowed to make those type of movies.
Yeah. And like
Eminem's allowed to make those type of songs.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we make a video game like that?
And when you watch a movie, besides knowing that it's a movie, if like you didn't know it was a movie and somebody just put in a video, you can't distinguish what's real and what's not.
What do you mean if it was a...
Because the movies look so real. Like when people get killed on movies, it looks so real that you wouldn't
yeah.
even know. Like if I was like, here's a videotape and I put it in and I don't tell you if it's real or not. And it's just some... chick like getting murdered
beheading,
or something.
A beheading video.
Yeah.
You know, like, is this real or not? You tell me. Is this a real act? Are these actors or? Be like, no, that's real. Her head is for real off her body. Right now.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know. So, what is the worst video you've seen like that online?
They're all the same in my eyes, but there's the categories that are the worst, like. Cartel beheading videos, those are super dark, but those are all the same in concept.
Yeah.
Like, if you've seen one head get chopped off, you're going to see it's a head getting chopped off. Those are
yeah.
all weird energy.
Yeah.
But I think it's the videos that get me are the suicide videos.
Mm.
I watched one where I came across this one video of a dude blowing his head off. Before the cops come in.
Oh, on webcam?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I think I
heard
about that.
The cops come in and they're like, what? Oh my God.
Really?
I think one throws up.
Damn.
But you don't like, oh dude, it's
Have you, sad. Did you hear about that video that just came out of like the couple shoveling snow?
No. That sounds cute.
Yeah, so I'm going to check something real fast on the computer. But there was a couple shoveling snow and... like, they were throwing it in their neighbor's yard or something like that. And the neighbor comes out and, like, tells them to stop, and they don't. They get into, like, an argument. And then, like, the motherfucker comes out with, like, an AR and shoots
them.
The
neighbor?
Yeah. And before he shot the woman, he said, I told you you should have kept your mouth shut or something like that.
Is he going to jail for that?
No, he killed himself after it. crazy shit, right?
Oh, that makes my body feel weird.
Yeah, man. It's really weird. So
it's more than weird, it's fucked. Demented. That dude was looking for a fight.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It's like, come on, dog, snow melts.
Yeah.
Give it 5 minutes.
Like, when you first start it, you, like, get mad with the couple because they're just being assholes, right? Mm-hmm. And then the woman's, like, popping off and, like, going off on the guy. And then it, like, slowly turns. I didn't watch it, though. I only heard about it on a show. It was captured with, like, a Ring camera. Because I don't, like, go, like, if I hear that about that, I try not to go look at it.
Yeah.
So, but it was, like, captured on a doorbell camera.
There's cameras everywhere now.
I know,
everywhere.
Dude. Everywhere, for real.
Like, I don't know. It's just something we're all going to have to get used to. So the people out there like, oh, they're watching me. Yeah, they've been watching you since the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's probably fine. Before
just
that.
Just live with it.
Probably before that. They probably... that. I wonder how far... you know, we always talk about how far ahead they are compared to us, the government and stuff.
Yeah. So right now they probably have bee cameras, fly cameras.
Yeah, birds.
Birds aren't real.
Like what Roman used to say. Poor Roman. Can't believe he died.
No.
He was actually there. The one in that video. He was shoveling the snow. Or he was the guy that shot the couple.
Well, actually, yeah. Speaking of snow, Houston's about to go through some shit that hasn't happened in our lifetime.
Since 89.
And so if you're... most of our listeners are probably in state. But if you're not in state, this makes me go, what's going on here? Are the polls shifting?
It's DARPA.
We're about to get... yeah, it's going to be weather manipulation, man.
Yeah, dude.
Somewhere in Houston, those NASA freaks.
Yeah.
We're getting a cold snap. I've never felt 12-degree weather in Houston.
Look at that guy's teeth.
Those are fake as fuck.
Those are horrible. What is he doing? Why? Just natural...
he looks like the general from the Transformer movies. The general from the
Transformers. Which one?
Do you know,
Optimus Prime?
Like, yeah, he's like the guy that believes in aliens. He's like the Man in Black guy.
Yeah. I could see that. Yeah. Dude, that dude's teeth are crazy. Like, just why?
Or he looks like the gamer from...
look at him, he's smiling, look.
Mockingbird, yeah.
He just looks to show him off.
Yeah, I mean, if you buy him, you might as well. It's going to be 12 degrees, you said, is what they're saying?
12 degrees on Monday, and it's like a 90% chance of snow.
Oh, my God, dude. What the fuck? So that means it's going to snow.
Snow. Or it's going to ice rain.
Oh, fun.
Like an ice storm.
Fun. Man, we should probably cover our cars, right?
Yes, and your pipes.
Yeah,
that's
my
not
pipes
a double
covered.
Entendre. Yeah. But they're also saying like...
it's covered right now, actually.
This... is equivalent, like, emergency-wise to a Category 5 hurricane.
No way.
Yeah.
They said that?
Or Jesus. They're hyping it up like that.
You know how they be doing, bro.
Well, they tried to hype up Harvey in 2017, remember? It was like, oh, Harvey's only going to be a couple inches. And then it ended up, like, devastating the city.
I know. It, like, chilled on top of us for a little bit.
They didn't want people, like, blocking up the freeways and getting caught.
Yeah. Man, dude, I did not know they said that. I think we're going to be all right as long as you don't leave. I mean, the power might go out,
yeah,
but big whoop.
Makes me worried because in Dallas a couple days ago, I think 2 days ago, which was Thursday, when this Arctic blast hit the south, there was 100 car pile up.
Did they not have warnings for that? Like, why were so many people out?
Going to work.
Yeah, but
I
think most places will be closed, right?
I guess they didn't take in precaution or they didn't take it seriously or it was an interstate.
Wow.
Like how... nice. How effective can you shut down a whole interstate or in that little area?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't want that to happen in Houston. So
I know, man. I know.
If I get locked in, you know, I'm set. I got my pizzas.
You got pizza?
Those little Tony Party pizzas.
Yeah,
you know, those
pitos.
Those fill you over.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had one of those in a while, dude.
They're so good.
Yeah. Yeah. I have not had one of those in quite a bit, come to think of it.
So, can you talk about the plans?
What plans?
The weekend plans?
No, no, but we got something going on.
Depends on the weather, though. That's what I was trying to tie in. It all depends on the weather if we're going to have a fun weekend or not.
If not, we're just going to, like everything else has been lately, reschedule. Hopefully that weekend, you know, hopefully there's not a freaking storm or something crazy that weekend. But yeah, we, I mean, I'll say this, we are going to be filming something paranormal documentary-wise, so.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I want to drop it like as a, I'm trying to debate if I'm going to drop it as a surprise or not. Like, at first I was thinking about dropping like a poster that says trailer for this film and, you know, so and so, and then dropping the film randomly. Like, just, like, drop in the trailer and then the release date for the film be like 2 days after the trailer drops. Like,
it's like, whoa.
Just drop it, boom. That's the way I was wanting to do it, just because I've been out for so long, so I don't want to, like, make people wait and build hype for, you know, because they've been already waiting. Which, I say that, like, it sounds so smug, but I do have people that will message me and be like, dude, when are you going to make another movie? I want to see one and blah, blah, blah. So.
I know. Believe me. I want to give you what you're asking for.
Yes, yes.
So badly, but there's COVID still and this random freaking winter blast.
Yep.
Coming all the way. It blows my mind to think, like, it just traveled from the top of the globe and wind, like, just blew that cold air.
Yeah.
All the way down.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, stay up there. We're by the equator.
Yeah, man. I didn't expect this late in February. It's very strange.
Not down here.
It is what it is, I guess, man.
Summers were like, in the summer is like 120 degrees one day, and then now in the winter it gets 12 degrees. Isn't that sus to you?
It's DARPA.
Where they're shooting like X-rays into the atmosphere.
Yeah, they're probably freezing Texas to do some...
Because everyone's moving here.
Yeah.
All those Californians.
I was trying to go somewhere with that theory, but I couldn't think of anything.
They want to freeze Texas because they know that this state has the most guns.
Yeah, they're trying to make our guns cold. Bastards.
Our boomsticks.
Yeah. So, on the main event in this card, who do you got?
I don't know any of these people.
So
that's the thing.
My breakdown, this is what I called earlier. I said I can see the fight going one of two ways. I think Burns, if he plays a jiu-jitsu style fight, hopefully he can take him to the ground. And I think if he does, it'll have to be early in the fight before everybody, you know, sweaty and bloody. So I called a second round submission by Gilbert Burns, probably a rear naked choke.
Who's he fighting?
Kamaru Usman, the champion, actually.
Kamaru Usman.
And he's a beast, too, man. I don't want to, like, discredit him in any way. His fights can be boring only because he's not, like, a stand-up. Like, he's very, like, strategic, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm not trying to dog on him. But, he's not known for, like, super crazy fights. He fights conservatively. He wants to maintain the championship. You can't blame him, right? He gets paid more if he's a champion, so... like when he fought Jorge Masvidal took the fight on like, was it like 8 day notice or something crazy like that?
Mm-hmm.
And, the fight was known for Usman foot stomping Masvidal. Cause like he just got him against the fence, held him and was just foot stomping him.
Did he break his feet?
I don't know if he broke his feet, but he was really just trying to hold him and not let him
strike. Dude, he'll knock him out.
But he's a good wrestler, but dude, Gilbert Burns is a highly decorated jiu-jitsu champion. Like he has great jiu-jitsu, man. Like, and I think think that's the way he's gonna beat him, because right, Usman there has really good hands, man, and Gilbert Burns has pretty good hands, but he's a little crazier.
Damn, he just folded that guy.
Yeah, man, he's
it's
good.
Showing their highlights right now of
Usman
and he think of a fucking lawn chair. Folded him, potato chip style. That doesn't make sense, but it was like a potato chip. And then Gilbert Burns, are they both Brazilian?
No, Usman is from Nigeria. Well, he's not.
Ooh.
So he says he's from Nigeria.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he got hands too, but it's the jiu-jitsu, man.
Dude,
look at that.
His
look at
arm
that
just snapped in half after.
Look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
He is a monster.
He's making their limbs look like Twizzlers. It's disgusting. Imagine hearing those ligaments pop.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how a ligament pops, but it's got to be like a rubber band. That's a pretty badass mask, though.
They used to train together? Each other. Yeah, they used to train at a gym called Black Zillions, which sounds like a porn
site. Oh, that was
a
good one. That Anderson Silva trained there.
Porn site, right? Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does kind of sound like a porn
you're
site.
You're just expecting some white chicks to get banged out by huge black dudes with giant hogs.
Yeah, some
but yeah,
promiscuous women.
Silva used to train there?
Believe so.
Yeah, they had a good gym.
In the UFC game, you could pick what gym you would train with.
Mm-hmm.
And I would pick the Black Zillions because they would teach you Muay Thai. And I would always knee people.
Oh, nice, nice.
And
yeah.
Then you could pick what's the one Cormier went to in it's three letters.
AWA, right?
Something like that. No, that was a corporation.
Yeah, I know what gym you're talking about. And then
it's on the tip of my tongue.
But now Kamaru Usman, he trains with Trevor Whitman, who is Justin Gaethje's coach.
Gaethje, is that the loudmouth dude?
No, he's not really. He's
No, that's Covington that I'm thinking about.
Yeah, he's Gaethje is the guy that just lost to see there's them training together right there. Mm-hmm. See, so the edge of Usman being the champion and
they know a little bit about each other.
And Burns having the pressure of beating the champion and becoming the champion, I think it goes away because they used to train together. It's gonna be they're gonna go in there with less pressure, I think. Because they know each other's game so well.
More respect.
Yeah. And I think that if you know each other, they're both special. Usman is a specialist in wrestling, and then Burns is a specialist in jiu-jitsu. So in my mind, if you are both specialists at that, and y'all have trained together striking, why not try to go for your specialty? Sorry, use that instead.
Because if he wrestles him and takes him to the ground, he's gonna get tapped. So he's just taking his specialty is taking him into his opponent's game.
But a good wrestler can neutralize a jiu-jitsu guy. That's the people I hate. Rolling with the most are wrestlers. People that have that style where they just put pressure, 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 and all they're looking to do is just pressure,
lay
pass,
on you.
get to your guard, to your side control, and then try to mount you and slowly, slowly, and they're strong. They have they have strength in different ways than everybody else. So wrestlers are very hard
to farmer strength
to grapple with. Yeah. But then, if you have, some little, flat, the thing that usually is the edge for jiu-jitsu, well, at least for me, when I'm going with somebody that has a wrestling style, something, flashy, something they don't see out of really, they don't see it coming, that's usually what I'll catch them with. But then again, I'm, really new, too, so.
Yeah.
But.
That's your game plan against them.
Yeah. But Gilbert Burns is fucking good, dude. His jiu-jitsu is really good. Really, really good, so. It'll be interesting. So how's everything been going? You said that you had a killer set.
Yeah, dude. Wednesday, surprisingly, went really well. It was good. It was at one of my favorite places. I've been going there for every Wednesday. Well, every Wednesday that I can for the past 4 years.
Four?
Yeah.
Nice. What's the place called?
It's Darwin's Pub. Shout out to Darwin's. Love that place every Wednesday. And people are starting to come out more. It's starting to feel somewhat normal. Not really, but, somewhat. Wednesday felt somewhat normal.
Cool.
And there's about 40 to 70 people. It's hard to tell because there's big groups of friends everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got in a set and got in a groove and was hitting my punchlines along with great timing and shit. I couldn't ask for a better set.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. That's good because, the way it's been going for live performances and stuff has been rough, so it's nice to have a good one.
I miss it so much. I just want to be on the... just want to get paid again for it.
Yeah. How was that boost of confidence, though?
Oh, it was good. I think it could open the door for future bookings. I haven't seen there was some of the Houston bookers there, or comics that put on their own shows that
put other comics on it.
Uh-huh.
And they were all saying, yeah, man, just hit me up.
How much so how much time did you do?
I had about like 5 minutes.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, it was a quick set. Tried to tighten up some jokes, and it seemed like it was working. Like, hell yeah.
And I think when people hear, like you say, 5 minutes, it doesn't sound like a long time. But that's a long time.
No, it is a long time. Try talking. If you don't think 5 minutes is a long time, try talking 5 minutes nonstop.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
It really is. Cause
and then trying to, like, break it down equation-wise, in 5 minutes, try to get a laugh every 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get a big, like, a big punchline laugh every minute.
Yeah. There's a lot of thought, man. I think a lot of, like, I think people think that with rapping, too. Like, oh, I could rap. But no. It's, like, the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same thing, dude. It's, like, there's more to it than you expect.
Yeah, I guess there's, like, syllables. You got to rhymes with syllables. They got to match. It's also timing and delivery as well.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, for something that, like, I do that, like, people don't think that, like, video editing's easy. You know, like,
oh, that's no, not one of those things. Oh, no, that's fucking hard. Every time I try to talk to somebody that puts out good videos, they're like, I hate the editing part. It's like, but you're so good at it.
Yeah, it's just so tedious, but yeah, that's what, like, so, like, I, like, that, I never get, like, a rap for, like, oh, it's easy, I could do that. But a lot of people think, oh, I can do comedy, oh, I can be a rapper. Like, it just, for some reason, that's, like, one of those things.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people out there, like, oh, I'm funny, people tell me I'm funny. Like, yeah. Well, want me to sign you up then? They're like, oh, no.
Yeah. Well, why not?
I mean, I encourage it if you think you can do it, and if you, like, feel that drive for it, then go for it. Why not?
Yeah. But
if you just do it because you're wanting, like, the attention and just you're not funny, you just see like a frat dude or I don't know. You can think of the type of person that's probably smug and me.
Yeah.
It's kind of taking a shit on the art form. I just don't want anybody to shit on the art form.
Yeah, if your intentions are true, you know, you want to do it.
Then, yeah, go for it. Because everyone's going to suck in the beginning. And, yeah it's going to seem like you're shitting on the art form. But if you have that passion there, but there's people that just want to do it for, like, just for the fun. Like, no, mm-hmm. you want stand-up to be your life.
Yeah.
For me, at least.
Yeah.
That's I don't think I'll ever stop until I'm 100% consumed by it. It is my whole life. And that's what drives me. Until I won't stop until it is my life.
Cool. That's what you have to have.
And there's a lot of people that don't have that type of drive in anything you like. It doesn't even have to be stand up and document and filmmaking and mm-hmm. painting and writing and poetry and corporate America. If you want to be CEO, everybody has to have that drive. And there's people that go into it just half ass, and it takes takes a fat dump on the art form.
Yeah.
And whatever it is.
It's true.
I'm sure you've seen some videos in your field where it's like, this is like pandering. It stinks.
Yeah.
I could just tell it's a mockery. It's like a fake. You could see through it, that stupid facade.
Yeah. Just trying to be something that it's not.
Have good intentions and you can, like, if it's pure, I think people pick up on that. I don't, but I could be way wrong. See, there's like these hacks in the world too that really fake it and people just eat it up.
Yeah.
And it's not really who they are.
Yeah.
So, like, where's the line?
It's true, man. Like, and
oh, look, he has an earring too.
And you just gotta go and you know, like sometimes some things you just have to do them. Like, it's so crazy. Like, I learned that. Like, I would, like, think, oh, I want to do this, and then before I know it, I'm talking myself out of it. And I've tried to change that. Yeah, I talk
myself out of a lot of things, too.
Yeah, and I try to change that just it's so simple, but it's just doing it.
Yeah, I talked myself out of going to an open mic last night.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
And now you feel, like, poop for it, I bet, right?
A little bit, yeah. Always, it's the FOMO, like, but I always think of it like, okay, if it's a Friday night and the temperature is 36 degrees. In Houston, and the mic starts at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you think will be there?
like two, if that.
That's what I think too. But I since I wasn't there, I don't know. What if there is like 30 to 40?
Yeah.
Out that late still.
That's true.
But I was thinking like it's so cold and Houstonians don't really go out, and I was just making all these excuses to justify me not wanting to go out at 12 to do a mic, even for like 3 to 5 minutes.
Right.
But I know if I would have gone out, then, you know, maybe I could have said something different on stage that would have gotten a bigger laugh. I always think it could balance its way out. If you don't go out and do something, make it up in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't go out. So instead, I just did my... I didn't, like, write pen to paper, but I still think of jokes constantly.
Right, right.
I go over my set constantly in my head, and I think that that could be just as effective
right.
as getting up in front of a crowd from 2 people to 30. Who knows?
Yeah, for sure. Like, whenever I hurt my knee, when I first hurt my knee, you know, like, I made sure... Man, that chick is... Who is that? Yeah. Never seen her before.
That is, a fine gal.
Yeah. A nice dame. But I,
Oh.
Dude, these guys are coming out freaking strong. Swinging Patolo the guy in the yellow and Marquez.
So Patolo is just coming out with these leg kicks. But we were talking about good shit just now.
Yeah, I already forgot.
No, we were talking
this fight
about...
started so strong.
I'm talking about people being fake in our fields, and we can see through it.
Yeah.
You hurt your knee, and you were still going over, like, positions and moves in your head.
Yeah, and watching, you know, watching tape and
even though you couldn't
matches.
Do it yourself,
mm-hmm.
you're still going, and I think that helps in other ways.
Yeah. See, I, when I came back to train, I went one time this week, because I want to take my time and make sure I'm feeling good. So I went one time this week just to make sure. He almost went in for another one arm guillotine. And, you know, I was a little rusty or whatever, but I think that I would have been way more rustier if I didn't watch some tape while I was off.
And just familiarize yourself with the moves.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Just
in the positions that you can, like, I don't know. I don't know about you, but if I was to get in jiu-jitsu like you, I'd always put myself in scenarios. All right, like, what if somebody has me in their side control and they're putting all their pressure on my chest? What would I do then?
Yeah, well, you see, that's something I like to do. Like, when I'm going against a newer guy, I'll slow my game down. I don't rely on explosivity, and I try not to rely on strength. Just I try to work my technique, so I'll let them get me in like tough spots, get out, submit them. Like that's like my goal, you know? So, yeah, I definitely do that. Cause that's how you learn. Cause honestly, like, I mean, I've been training almost going on a year now, getting close to like my year anniversary. I think I started technically in May or June. So I think May. So it's coming up close, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, when I went with a guy when I came back right now that hasn't been training for maybe like 2.5-3 months. And, you know, I just went real slow. I kept my pace down. He was a white belt, so he was still we're both white belts, but he's very brand new. So he's still real spazzy and like just trying to, you know, get past me, but like just trying to do it fast and crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And I felt pretty in control the whole match. And I was able to work my game well. And it felt good to be able to do that after being off for almost a whole month. So, and that's the first time I ever got to roll with him. So, another fun thing too is I'll get to roll with him again soon, like after some time's passed, and see how he's gotten better. It's fun. It's fun whenever you roll with people and you feel them get better, because you know that because they're getting better, you're getting better too.
Yeah, like, that makes sense.
Because if you keep going, you're gonna get better regardless. You know, as long as you go, you'll get better. That's the cool thing about like learning martial arts. You're gonna get better as if you keep going. So when you're rolling with somebody that's new. And or they're newer than you, and then after a few months you notice them picking things up and like stopping things that they used to not stop. It makes you feel good, because then you feel yourself getting better, because you know that you have to do better because they're doing better. So
otherwise you'll end up plateauing and getting left behind.
Yeah, so that's why studying outside of it, watching stuff outside of it, it's really important, just like with anything else, like you were saying, thinking of your jokes in your head and stuff.
But it's weird in stand-up because you can see the people that's been doing it for, like, multiple years. And they just, it hasn't clicked yet.
Yeah.
They're just, it's not good.
Yeah.
And lack of a better terms, I mean, it's like, oh, you want to root for them because they're a good person and they're nice and, you know, friendly and all that shit. They can be funny sometimes, but when it comes to, like, joke writing, it's like, come on, dog, you just... It has to click for
you. Maybe one day. It's not, and you're not saying that it won't. It just...
Yeah, I'm not saying that it won't. I'm just saying, like, either stick with it or I guess quit. I don't know.
Yeah, and I've seen you work a room that was good size when you opened up for Theo Von.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good size room. Like, and you had those people, like, there was, like, a group next to us. The lady was, like, crying laughing. So, like... You had a really good set that night, and like I've seen, like you're good, like you
but
are.
But I wasn't always that good, so like I was able to learn from mistakes and bad sets and going over jokes and words in my head every night. And I don't know if there's other comics out there that do that. And I don't want to toot my horn, like oh, I am putting in this work, but I do feel like I do get overlooked a lot.
Yeah,
and I do believe that I am talented in stand up.
Yeah.
I might not be the most popular or the most extroverted, but like you said, I know how to work a room.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
If you were to tell me, make this room laugh, I feel like I could do that.
Right, right. Yeah, I agree.
But I just, after I do that, I just want to go home and chill. Like, yeah. I did my job. Like,
yeah, and you write for yourself, right? Like
I do, yeah.
And I think that's probably where a lot of people, like, from listening to, like, all the podcasts I listen to with all the comedians, that's the thing I hear the most is, like, you got to write that for stuff that makes you laugh.
Yeah, and that's what helps you find your voice.
Yeah.
Like, who is Nick Bermea? Well, right now, in my 27th year of living, I'm a person that believes in, like, UFOs and cryptids, and I like the occasional marijuana toke and psychedelics, and I think outside the box on music lyrics. I like.
Yeah.
That's who I am, so why not write jokes about that? Maybe right. In 2 years from now, I'll be a guy that believes in, like, corporate America and all cops are good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that'll ever happen.
You never know, though.
Yeah, exactly. I could be writing about jokes about bureaucracies
in,
like, the next 2 years, and I don't even know anything about that. Interests change, and I always think it's important to write in your voice, like, who you are.
And it's not just about, like necessarily the writing either, like what specific topics, but it's also about like your persona.
Who, like, are you? Like, yeah.
Like your voice, like who you are, like when people hear you, like those special people like Mark Norman and Theo Von and like those people that are like, they don't rip anybody off. Like they're just uniquely them and it's fucking good.
Yeah.
And that's what
people like them for them. And I think that's good. They're not sellouts.
Yeah.
People like them for them.
Yeah.
I guess it's the sellout. I don't... just kind of makes me... Why? Stay true to yourself. But, like, also the money's there. So what's more important to you? Money? Which is okay. That's fine. But just make that about you then. Be the guy that likes the money.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing I never... I've, like, promised myself and I've stayed true to it. And it can be really... like bring you down and stuff because you see the people that get like known and you see the people that he did not get kicked in the nuts. He tried to say he got kicked in the nuts. That kick right there did not hit him in the nuts.
Hit him in his outer thigh first. Maybe grazed the cut, but didn't make contact.
Yeah, he's
the
probably
nuts.
Just tired. Took the opportunity. But what was I saying?
Shit, I don't know. But I was somewhere along the lines of like, I don't know. I was just told that all you really need to have a career, and I was told this recently, was you need just 1,000 fans.
Yeah.
Just 1,000, and you'll have a career for life.
Yeah.
Because those 1,000 people will end up telling their 1,000 people, or not 1,000 people, but telling their friends that somewhere along their life, they would have to mention, like, oh, yeah, I'm a fan of these people.
Yeah.
And I support them. And it's like, oh, why? And it's like, oh, they're super funny. They're out, they're out of their minds, weird and crazy.
Yeah, so then they
so all you really need
you
is 1,000 people. Imagine 1,000 people that support this show that will pay a Patreon of like $10 every month.
Mm-hmm.
That will add up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's
and
a good
it's
living.
Just gonna, all I it's going to do is grow.
We don't need Ferraris or McLarens or Corvettes.
No.
I am totally fine with my Honda as long as I know I could put gas in it, and that gas money is coming from supporters.
Yeah.
That
you know, especially when you first start out, too. Like whenever, you know, we made the little bit of money we did off of our films, man, it felt like there was like a shift in my, like, holy crap, like something that like you work on and you put your energy into and it just came from your brain is like financially benefiting you. You're like, holy crap, like that's a whole different change. Like whenever that happened to me. And it wasn't even that much money, but just like the amount that it was like it felt so fucking good, dude.
It's still money coming from something that just started as an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it bloomed into something that benefits you.
Yeah.
And like helps you stay alive. Imagine if it went nowhere. That all that money that you made from it, even if it you said it, X amount.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine your life if you didn't have that. I mean, I'm sure it bought some of the stuff that you use every day.
Yeah. No, it did. It has, dude.
And if you never had that in the first place, if you never had the balls or the courage to do that, then you'd still be stuck in the same spot saying, what if?
Yeah.
I don't want to live a life of what if.
Yeah. And I think I was going, I think I'm on a different pace now. I think I'm on a different mindset. Like, did you ever feel like, before comedy, you were like, or even probably now too. I remember not that long ago, you were trying to figure out if you're going to keep focusing on comedy or start focusing more on painting, you know,
yeah.
Because it can get discouraging at times with different things. And I think I was going through that recently. And then after those movies came out and then talking to people, realizing I'm the paranormal guy. Like, that's how people know me. Like, why am I going to change that? Like, and I love it. So
everybody's
why would
a
I change
product, and that's your product.
Yeah, like, why would I change, like, what I'm known for, what people know me as? They don't know me as the jiu-jitsu guy.
Like, well,
they don't know me as the podcast guy.
My argument for that is, why can't you be known as both? Why can't you be known as all of those things?
You can. I think that what it did for me is, like, seeing people say, like, oh, I'm ready for you to make something else and stuff. What it does for me is it, like, starts, like, making me think, okay, you know, like, maybe I should invest more time in this one aspect that I was slacking on, because I was like questioning it. Like, it was almost there. Like, I felt like we were just a few films away from it being like a legit good side hustle, side gig, you know.
And then pandemic strikes.
Yeah,
but that's life.
Yeah, other things too, but yeah,
with the whole team.
Yeah,
or
no details, but yeah.
Oh,
so it's just like all of that, it's just like it all added up. And then, you know what? I'm not going to let that. It really brought me down. It really bummed me out. And it made me feel like, what am I going to do now? And it made me question a lot of things. But
it was that passion that we were talking about earlier that just drives you.
Yeah.
No matter, you can hate it and you can go through a slump of it so bad, but you can tell yourself, oh, I'm going to quit. This shit's stupid. But in the belly, the deepest part of your bowels, you know it's still there. Like, I can't give this up.
Yep.
This is my baby. This is the thing that, like, brings me absolute joy.
It really does, man. And
I
don't know.
Find that, people.
Why do people do that? Like, why do people find what they love doing, they do it, and then they, like, try to discourage themselves from doing it? It's so weird, right?
Fear. Fear and laziness and just the what if factor, the imposter syndrome, it could be a number of things.
Anxiety.
I went through all of them. I'm still going through all of them. Granted, I'm only 5 years in. People barely know my name in the city, but
5 years in, dude. Do you ever think, man, that's halfway from like the comedian
10-year thing?
Yeah, because if you talk to another like comedian that's been in the game for a long time, and you tell them, yeah, I've been doing it for 10 years, they take you serious.
Yeah, they're like, oh.
You're halfway there, dude.
But I'm afraid, like, now my fear is, what if I do get to the 10-year mark and I'm still doing these goddamn open mics? I mean, there's nothing wrong with going to open mics, but,
yeah.
Like, if that's all I'm doing, I'm not getting my own shows. I mean, it's about time I need to take the next step in the business part of this game.
Dude, that's why this thing right here is like, we need to put a lot of focus into it, because this thing growing only increases our other things to grow.
To make a show.
Yeah, these people, you know, everybody, y'all listening to the show right now, like, we have a consistent amount of listeners that tune in each episode.
My God, I appreciate every single one of you.
Yes.
Like, that's not even a exaggeration.
Yeah.
I think it's super cool that people like listening to us, and I like pouring my heart out there in the airwaves.
Yeah, pretty much. And dude, like, I listen to a lot of podcasts, so I know how it feels whenever, like, the person on the podcast, like, does something really big, or they make a big good change in their career, or they get like, so they, you know, become more successful, and you see it, like, you get happy for them because you feel like you know that person so well. Mm-hmm. Because you listen to them so often, you listen to their lives, you listen to like their thoughts and stuff. So
the trials and tribulations,
I think that that's why, like, you know, people, I think podcast fans are such good, loyal fans. So if this show can grow, it can only help us, you know, and then our personal careers can help the show. So,
yeah, I just need to take that next step. I need to go out to venues.
Yeah.
Come up with a contract, talk to them, because, you know, the best way to, if no one's actually, like, in reality in the career that I want and that I'm striving for, if it allows you the opportunity to make it yourself. If no one's booking you, book yourself.
Yeah.
I just don't know shit about the business part.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you want a comedy show once a week, or, you know, monthly, and you get like 90% of the profit, and I'll get 10%. When in actuality, if I knew business, I would be able to get that like 70, 30, or 40, 60 at least.
Yeah.
But nope, I could be getting screwed over and I would have no idea.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that's keeping me back when I just
have
need
you ever
to fucking
thought to sign
it.
Up to try to find, like, they have talent agencies in Houston.
Not a lot. Not really.
Yeah, it's pretty tough, right?
You wouldn't, and...
But, dude, Austin,
how would you even
bro.
Go... Yeah, that, too, could be a big thing. I know there's a... Cap City Comedy Club is opening back up in the near future. And also, a comedy club from New York is moving to Austin.
Which one?
It's called, like, something Creek.
Oh, the one that the Legion of Skanks did their podcast at.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
That's moving to Austin. So Austin is about to be blowing up.
Have you thought about trying to move there?
Of course I thought about moving there. It's just, how likely is it? I mean, I have, if anything, I would move to, like, the surrounding areas where it'll be 30 minutes away, because that's where my family lives.
And yeah.
That'll be an easy commute.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I do have a lot of family that lives in Austin city limits, too. But, you know, how much... Hey, you mind if I, like, crash on your couch for a little bit? I would rather just drive there when I can right now.
Yeah,
but
what is
Austin's
it, like a two-hour drive?
Big, too. Yeah, it's about a three-hour drive.
I mean, you could go there twice a month.
Such a fun city.
Twice a month is not a problem. And that can definitely help your... Look at that. Look at that Darce. Woo!
Got him. Oh, he was winning the whole fight, too.
That was clean, dude.
Ended up getting tapped. And it does help that I
actually,
do
I think
know...
It was Anaconda. I gotta watch it again.
One of those LA comics that moved to Austin.
Yeah.
I do know them, and, like, we've hung out.
You need to get on
times.
That show.
It's just about, you know, do I take the chance and just keep reaching out? Because every time I've reached out to him, he's been absolutely down-earth, cool dude.
Yeah, man.
But
you should,
it's just
dude.
Like, oh, it's also like, oh no, you've done things.
That show right there is worth the trip, because you can get known from that show. So,
but they're also, it's inevitable that those people are also going to come down to Houston too. It's so close.
Some of them, yeah.
And do shows over here in Houston.
Yeah.
And then Dallas.
Yeah, because they can just do it on a weekend, like a quick trip, you know, because it's so close. Yeah.
I saw a tweet that made me just go, And it was, Houston supports popularity and not talent. And I think that's why Houston will never be able to compete with Austin or Dallas.
Wait, so
that
it was
San
like a
Antonio.
Bashing site?
No, it was Twitter. It was just somebody tweeting.
And they're just like bashing on people?
No, it was just somebody's opinion on Houston. Like, they believe the people of Houston support popularity more than they support talent. Mm. When the city's like...
That was an anaconda, by the way. I was wrong.
Oh, that submission?
Yeah, I think so.
I like watching submissions and they just... You could see it when they just give up. Like, yeah, they're fighting it, and then... Oh,
you know what's the best feeling? Whenever, like, you get somebody's neck, and then they're like... It's so funny, dude.
I thought you were going to say the best feeling in jiu-jitsu is when you watch their life leave their eyes.
Yeah, it just fades away.
Yeah, no, but that person wasn't bashing Houston. I think they were just having a strong opinion on Houstonians' beliefs.
Yeah.
That they support popularity more than talent. Could be true. It's one person's opinion, but it made me think. But, you know, every city could be like that. Every city probably has their niches and their groups and their cliques.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No matter what. Every field probably has that as well.
Yeah, it was an anaconda, by the way. Yeah, man. I mean, it's so close, though, that you don't necessarily have to move and it can still make a big impact on your life. Like, yeah, if you love comedy that much, going up there at least twice a month can totally be doable. It's totally something that I'm sure you would sacrifice to do
mm-hmm.
to progress your career in comedy.
I just, who do I get in touch with up there? Well, I know who to get in touch with. I just got to do it.
Yeah, you should. You should try to go make that show. Are you allowed to say it or no?
I don't want to say it.
You don't have to. I was just asking. No. But yeah, you should, man. And then go and do the thing. It'd be funny, dude. I would love to watch that.
Make the people laugh.
Yeah, I would love to watch that, dude.
I need more comically, like, social media presence. I need to film more sets. I need to film activities outside of sets. You know, just like porch hangouts.
You got that GoPro?
Yeah, I do. I just need to figure out how to... I need film, like, director skills.
Yeah, I can help.
What's
you,
better,
man?
A wide shot or a close up? I don't know. Should I just like keep
it
in one spot?
You put it at like, because I think those GoPros record at 4K. Record in 4K because your set's gonna be short, so it's, you know, not short, but it's gonna be like short enough to where it doesn't take up a lot of video space. And then if you film in 4K, you can get a wide shot, but when you zoom in, it won't get blurry because you filmed in 4K.
Yeah, that's what another person was telling me too.
Yeah, so you can edit it where it goes back and
forth.
But
the thing about the GoPros that I've come to find out in the couple videos that I have recorded is that the audio is not
so
strong.
What you do for that is, what I would do is get a mic like that goes here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you would want to do that. I don't know if you would want like the people to see, but I mean you're recording your set.
Yeah.
For YouTube, so.
To
I would put
it up every week, but
they
mostly
have those mics pretty cheap online. You can
I'm
find
just
them.
Using that camera to as like a practice thing, like what are my mannerisms on stage?
Yeah,
but I'm talking about like more. Yeah, I do need minute clips out of my sets with subtitles and everything. I need more of that. Don't think I'm not purposely thinking of not doing that. I want to do all of those things.
Yep, and then clips from this show, people seeing us, like, you know, we highlight funny clips from this show and share it on social media. We do start doing a better job at that, which, you know, we're planning on doing, and I feel like we are doing a lot better now. Then that's going to help, too.
I just got to do it. I'll figure it out. It'll probably be a fun learning thing, too.
Yeah.
It's just, for those GoPros, they sell external mics that you plug into it. It's like a... Like one of these mics almost coming out of the GoPro.
And who knows, we might get a paranormal TV show.
Something's happening.
You never know.
I honestly feel like something's happening, though.
Yeah, I hope so, dude. I think
can
so,
feel
dude.
It in my gut. I try to manifest it every night before I go to sleep. It's honestly the thing that I think about every night before I go to sleep.
That's
is manifesting
up.
Success and my goddamn careers for us.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
It's going to happen, damn it. This is crazy talk, but God, watch. Somebody's going to play this video back in 5 years, and we're going to be in bigger beanbag chairs.
Yeah, 10
and
footage.
A better lighting, and they're going to look like, damn, he was onto something.
Yeah.
I fucking thought this into existence.
Yeah.
We are going to be something. And I might be a little drunk right now, but that's
Who
fine.
Who cares?
Yeah. Who cares? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the yeah guy from Sandlot.
You're in the same state of mind that you'd hook up with an ugly chick, but you should still be listened to.
Oh, no, no. No uggos.
Yeah. No uggos.
Uggos, let go my egos. Something like that. That was a commercial once in the early 2000s.
Uggos, let go my egos?
Remember that ego commercial?
Mm-mm.
Like, Lego my ego. Lego my ego.
Well, oh, yeah, I remember Lego my ego, but I thought you meant the Uggo part, too.
No, I added the Uggo part.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, man, I think that there's... I mean, I can definitely feel a change in myself. I don't know how to explain it. The best way I can explain it is, like... Like, there's something, like, I've learned to almost hack my brain in a weird way. Where, like, doing things and doing things consistently and like, just maintaining, like... looking for the end result has been like,
but you are your brain.
I know,
right?
You
are your brain.
Yeah.
Is your brain telling you to like not be lazy?
And yeah.
And when you're like, when you say hack it, you're like, no, I'm going to go run.
Exactly like that. Because, and you know, that's where it started. Like maintaining a workout regime and then seeing the changes it brought to myself. Like, with like my mental space and the changes it brings to like my health, it really like, man, if I just do something that I want to do and I stick with it, I see the results, I see the change, it's fucking worth it. So then it feels like I can apply that logic to everything. So like with filming, like if I just go film, get it done, do it, and it's going to bring me happiness, it's going to bring me like, I can like just focus on that part instead of those parts. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, dude, I still have those days where I'm like, oh, I just can't do it. I don't want to. And I just, like, I've learned to, like, ignore it. I don't know how, like, it just, I don't know what changed. I don't know what happened. And I don't want to sit here and sound like a know-it-all, like I figured it out. But it's a lot easier to just ignore those thoughts and just go through with what I planned on doing.
And will anyone ever have it figured out?
I don't think
so. Even when you think you have it figured out, do you really have it figured out? Or is there always something more you can do? And sometimes it is okay to maybe take an occasional day off.
Oh, for sure.
Give your brain a reset. That's probably good for it.
Yeah, I feel like I did one of those yesterday, actually. So, you need to do that. It's just all about balance, you know? Look, here's a good example. You know, we did those two episodes of the paranormal show, the Just Paranormal thing?
Yeah.
Remember? So, we did those two episodes, and I told myself, let's see how it goes. I didn't have any expectations. I didn't like expect anything from it. I just like had the idea, get the idea out of my head. Let's see how it goes. We did it twice. It was fun doing it in here, mm-hmm. but the payoff within YouTube, and then like I just like saw like, okay, like that's not my thing. Like
it was a good concept. It was fun though.
My thing isn't like a weekly YouTube paranormal thing. Like I mm-hmm. like maybe one day down the line it will be, but I'm not gonna force it. Because then I'm just not going to like it. I'm not going to do it. And then I'm going to be mad at myself for doing it. So whenever we did it, we tried it out, I was okay with it not being something I wanted to do. So you have to, it's good to try to distinguish, like, don't force yourself to do things you don't want to do. Like, do it. Make sure you're enjoying it. Make sure you like it.
Yeah.
And if you are, why would you not keep doing it? And it's just telling your brain, keep doing it, even if you are trying to be lazy today, because you know you like it. But you see, like, with that thing, with the, I had fun doing it within, like, us doing it, but, like, it wasn't, like, what I expected, and I said, I'm not going to force it, I'm not going to try to do it right now. My thing right now is I want to make documentary films. I know that's what I want to do.
And it's going to happen.
Yep, and it's not a good substitute for, like, making those weekly YouTube videos wasn't a good mm-hmm. substitute for me wanting to make films. And I thought it was going to be, and it wasn't. No, it just isn't right now. That
making
doesn't mean down the road.
Making films is only going to be the good substitute for making films.
Exactly. So
I'm trying to find my telephono to see if anybody rated and reviewed the podcast on iTunes.
Oh, yeah, because we put out that competition, right?
Yeah, let's see what happened, folks.
Yeah, I did not.
Probably not.
That.
I'm getting my hopes up for nothing.
It's worth checking out.
While
you're looking that up, I wrote some notes down of some things that happened throughout the week that I...
Yeah, dude, spill the beans, nerd.
Did I talk about my chipped tooth on here? I think I did, right?
I think you did too.
Okay, so this is something that I saw that really fucking pissed me off. And it was the dumbest thing I've seen in a while. Did you see the commercial during the Super Bowl? Remember that commercial we watched of fucking Queen Latifah? She's the new Equalizer.
Yeah, that was strange.
What the fuck is that?
It's just Hollywood making more ideas.
It's just complete pandering, right?
I think so. No one can top Denzel.
I mean,
not the fact that she's a woman or anything, but yeah. It's Denzel Washington.
At least get a badass chick. Like, Queen Latifah is
the mammoth that I picture from Ice Age.
Yeah.
Because like, that's literally what she did. I don't picture Queen Latifah as some badass, even though she did start her career in rapping.
She should be like in like a Tyler Perry film.
This is our third year going on this? Sorry.
So there's 52.
iTunes is saying 2018 through 2021.
Wow. I guess so.
On iTunes, we have 22 ratings of all five stars.
Really? So dude, I've never looked at these. Let's read these.
We only have two comments on there, so people, please comment. Sorry to cut you off on the Queen Latifah idea, though.
Does it show who left five-star ratings?
No, it just says 22.
Yeah, because we want to know what y'all have to leave a comment in order for us to pick the winner.
So please comment on there as well.
That's exciting, though. 22, like, that's way more than I expected. That's cool. Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
So there's one comment on there that I haven't seen before. It's like, very intriguing discussions of things I never would have stopped to think about otherwise.
That's a good comment.
So thank you, Orville 101.
And that makes the narcissist in me very happy.
I bet it does.
Okay. Dude, I have a friend that messaged me and told me they took the test and they got a 36.
Oh, shit.
Out of 40. Remember, 34 was the highest.
Do you believe that they were...
He listens to the show.
But whoever it was, I don't... Can you say who it was?
I don't know if he wants me to say. I'll ask him if I can say.
I believe it's a friend, okay, but do you think he was purposely trying to get a high score?
I don't think so. I think he took it.
Being himself?
Yeah.
Damn, dog. You need to go see a counselor.
We were laughing about it, and we were like, dude, we should get into politics.
But, yeah, thanks for listening to the show, dude, 100%. But, dog, see it. Counselor.
Yeah.
There has to be a limit. Humble. I think being humble is an important part of life.
Yeah.
But being too humbled can also, like, affect your confidence.
But he doesn't come off that way, so...
Do I know him?
Yeah. He doesn't come off that way, so I think that his... Like, I think you can be a narcissist inside, but as long as you have a... If you have a filter that shows that you're not a sociopath. I think a narcissist is a sociopath without a filter.
A narcissist is a sociopath without a filter.
But we're narcissists, because even you had a 20, so you were just a little bit above average. So us being like above average narcissist, I think that just means we have a better filter than sociopaths. Like, we think this way, but we just don't, that's not what we put out when we are ourselves.
No, it's in my mind, really.
Right. And I think that's what
he's
like, too.
But I also have said some pretty inappropriate stuff in the wrong time.
Oh, yeah, it comes out.
It's like, this is appropriate.
The most recent one I can think of is I made this really... Well, I thought it was really funny, but it was a joke about somebody that had recently committed suicide that was friends with somebody that I made the joke to. And it wasn't taken in very well. And I was like, oh, that was one of those things I should not have said.
Yeah, man, I made a pretty dark joke about somebody that lost a baby.
Oh, my.
Because I thought it would make light of the situation. It did not land at all.
Oh, my. Dude, do you know what it was? Do you know what the joke was? Can you say it? I mean, I'm laughing. It's not... Dude,
it was
that's
real
terrible.
Short. I was like, talk about late term abortion.
Oh my god, dude.
I know. It was, I feel even saying it now is not a good look. But I I need to cover my sadness and
yeah.
with humor. I need to try something. I need to try to say something to make me laugh.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would just be an emotional wreck all the time.
Yeah.
But nobody thought it was funny.
Oh, that's a. You know, I. That's
which
why
agreed. I commend those people for not laughing, but it.
Yeah.
It made me go. In my head.
yeah.
So why not say it?
You know what kind of jokes don't go well with people? I noticed.
Abortion jokes and rape jokes.
Pedophile jokes, too. Those don't go well with people.
Unless you bring it about yourself. I had a pedo joke that worked.
Like about you getting diddled? Oh, yeah. No. This was.
I look young, but I'm legal age, and I smell like bubblegum, so I'm a pedophile's wet dream.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, that's kind of made people chuckle, but I brought it on myself.
Yeah. But no, yeah, just making, like, a joke about, like, a story or something. Yeah. I've said some things where I was like, and then I saw the reaction. I was like, that was not the reaction I was expecting. It's so awkward.
Yeah, it can get pretty rough if a joke doesn't land.
Yeah.
That you think is, oh, this is hilarious.
Because, like, there's some people that can see humor for what it is. And even if it's, like, happens to not really be that funny, you don't necessarily get mad about it. You're just like, oh, that joke just wasn't funny. Like, there's nothing you can do about that. But, like, some people don't find, like, they don't think humor is an okay excuse to say something.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where the issue comes in.
Where it's like, why would you say that?
Yeah.
Like, why not? We can say whatever we want.
Dude, that suicide joke I said, it was, I don't remember what it was, but I just remember, like, 2 weeks later, I thought about it again, and I, like, messaged that person and apologized, like, I'm sorry for making that joke, like,
wait.
I didn't mean, like, it was just a
wait,
joke.
You
like,
knew somebody that knew somebody that committed suicide?
Yeah, this person worked with somebody that committed suicide, and I made a joke about it, and it had just happened, like, 2 days before.
Yeah, what'd you say?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I just remember that some people laughed.
Like, well, they're going to hang out later or something.
Like, you know those laughs that they can't control? They're like, oh, shit, did he just really say that? It was one of those laughs. And
shock value.
I felt pretty bad about it, yeah.
That's a category in comedy, though.
Yeah.
You got a shock value laugh.
Yeah.
Which counts as a laugh still.
I took it.
You took the chance and it worked on those people that did it. Because, you know, secretly they're fucked up for even chuckling.
Yeah.
They just don't want to admit it.
Yeah, they caught themselves and made it short.
If any, you wouldn't laugh at being shocked. You would gasp or get angry.
Yeah, but it's because the idea
your instinct
and the thought
is
made
to
you
chuckle.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
You know you got some fucked up thoughts too. Even if you don't want to admit it.
That's why I could never be like in the military, because I feel like when they were yelling in my face, I would like it would be.
Oh,
hard
I
not
would
to
for
laugh.
Sure laugh.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at, Bermeja?
Yeah.
You, dude.
Yeah, you're taking
I'm
this
at
way
you.
Too serious. You act like we're going to go in war or something.
Yeah. I would never go to war.
Hell no. Communications all day.
Mm-mm. I'll be in the guy in the back.
Mm-hmm. I'll be flying the drone and blowing up innocent
village.
Civilians on accident.
Yeah.
When I'm trying to hit
accident.
Main target. Yeah.
I'm doing this in quotes, listener. Accident.
Yeah, quote unquote accident.
They're just flying video games.
That's pretty much what you'd have to think. Let me check the time, man. I don't know where we're at.
What
time is it?
It's around 10 o'clock. We've been talking for like a minute. I mean, we've been talking for an hour, like 12 minutes.
For a minute.
Hour, 12 minutes?
Yes, sir. You're close. 109.
Damn. Every time I'm a couple
just a
minutes
couple
off.
Well, man, we did it. Well, we
it
can
was
wrap this
fun.
Up. Was there anything else you wanted to touch on? I did want to share a quick story I can share. I held a hamster in my hand that died and took its last dying breath in my hands recently. And my kid didn't give a fuck.
You told me about that last week. That's sad.
Yeah, she didn't care. She was like, it's dead, but it's still cute. That's what she said.
Does she understand death then?
I don't think so. Or if she does, it's very morbid. My kid is pretty morbid, man. She will ask about death and stuff. She does not shy away from it. I don't think most kids do, though. It's probably because they don't understand.
I don't think she's so young, so I don't think she fully understands
I don't
the
think
concept
so either.
Of, like, never again.
It was so sad, dude. The hamster was like this.
Yeah. You saw its life leak?
I saw, dude, I could, that's this is fucking weird. Look, I'm not lying, dude, when crazy. I say this, I'm not lying. It was taking breaths, and its eyes were open the whole time, but the breaths were, like, so few far between, so you couldn't tell if it was, like, sometimes you were like, is it dead? And then it would breathe again, so, oh, it's still alive. And we were trying to warm it up, trying to see if we could help revive it. And that last breath, I could, even though its eyes were black and beady, I could see that it was dead. Like, I could tell. Like, it took one breath. It was the same as all the other breaths. But for some reason, I was like, oh, he's dead. She's dead. And then Summer was like, she's dead? And I'm like, yeah, she's dead. She's like, no, she's still breathing. She's still alive. And then we checked the heart. Nope. Went to hamster heaven.
Just went limp.
Went limp.
Completely limp.
Went to hamster heaven.
And then you threw it across the room as a racket ball.
We cooked it in our stew for that night.
Mm.
Yeah.
People, hamster that's stew. That's a delicacy in Romania.
Probably so. Or in
hamster
Africa.
Hamster stew.
Ugh.
I don't think there is hamsters in Africa.
There's meerkats.
Meerkat stew.
Yeah.
I could see that.
No, it's probably in Asia because they eat everything.
But
dude,
that is pretty. That's a teachable moment for a child. And it's also a weird experience for a parent. I would to have or anybody to have something die in your hand.
Yeah, I felt bad, dude. I felt bad for it, and then I regret it not ever
taking it out of its cage.
Yeah, feeding it.
You killed it. You killed it.
No. We, you know, it's annoying because we actually took really good care of it, and we bought a bunch of shit for it, and she took it out like almost every night and played with it, and yeah. Still died. It's those PetSmart ones, dude. They die fast.
Yeah, because PetSmart kills them halfway before they reach home.
Yeah, because they want you to come back and buy another one soon. It's a conspiracy.
Corporate America.
The PetSmart conspiracy. Look into it.
PetSmart conspiracy. But if anything, I'll have to leave off with a thought of, give you something to think about, is it's weird to believe that other animals see in different light spectrums than us.
Mm-hmm.
So they could see shit that's not, that actually exists that we can't see.
Yeah.
So think about that shit, dude.
Yeah, dogs see piss on the ground because they have an ultraviolet lens in their eye. That, and so when you see a dog notice pee, I mean, it smells it too,
like
but
on
it can
a tree.
Also see it. Yeah.
Like, oh, there's a glowing spot on that tree trunk or in that fire hydrant. I got to go make my glow spot on it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that's weird. There could be hundreds of thousands of things that exist in a different light spectrum that we can't see that other things and other creatures are totally aware of.
Like ghosts.
Like ghosts. Yep. Or I wonder if plants can feel ghosts. Like, if you were to put a plant that was vibrant in one part of the room and move it to another part that gives you the chills, if that plant was to go, like, limp and dead in a matter of days,
then you know.
What's going on here?
Demon.
Taking the plant's energy?
Dead plants equal demons. Just remember, you heard it here first. Do you got anything you want to promote? I know this was a weird episode. We talked about some deep stuff, but I think it's good, right?
We were all over the map on this one. I had fun with it.
I had fun.
I'm sure you had fun listening to it, too. It's a new topic every 2 minutes. So.
And we were doing man shit, dude. We were watching fights. I feel like a fucking man, dude.
Yeah, I feel some testosterone building up.
Dude,
I need to probably go bust nuts.
I'm getting horny, too, dude. Watching these guys throw down in here.
That's your shit.
That's my shit, dude.
He has a weird shaped head, but no, I have nothing. I'm just working on my craft right now, so hit me up at Nixacomic on Instagram or Nicholas Brime on Facebook. Let's have a chat. Come out, see a show. I'm sure things will come back. I'm not giving up. Life's a roller coaster. I'm not getting booked right now, but 2 months from now, who knows? I could be filled up every weekend.
When you said, let's have a chat, I was thinking, like, we're going to see Nick on freaking To Catch a Predator. He, like, walks in.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
No, she told me her age was 21.
You're like, I'm here just to tell her not to do this. That's the best one, dude. Only have chats with us if you're of age, please. And
yes,
as always, Madhouse, a paranormal documentary on Amazon Prime, and The Evil of Nowhere on Amazon Prime. And I am trying, man. Like this fucking 2020 shit threw me off. Fucking now this winter storm. I went and started filming at a place, and it fucking fell through. So it's coming. I fucking promise. It's happening. No matter what, I'm making it happen. Even we're trying to make it happen. Me
yeah,
and Nick,
I'm gonna help.
We're gonna
fucking I'll
do it.
I'm going to dip my...
So
you know this is a new field I'm dipping my toes into, right?
Yeah.
This is a brand new thing. It's never... You're never too old to get into something new. So I'm trying something totally new that I have an interest in. And who knows, maybe it does become a passion. But I know my intentions are good.
Yep.
And I want to bring... Whatever I attach my name to is going to be the best of my ability.
I agree. It's going to be dope. So, yeah, let's do it. Please leave those reviews. Leave a comment on the review.
And at the end of the month, we're picking a winner for a brand new painting.
Yeah, and eventually we're going
to
do...
Oh, shit, I need to send you... We will post a picture of the giveaway.
Oh, yeah, so we can put it on Instagram. So make sure you find us at Not Today Satan Pod. And, yeah. So right now it's just my wiener talking, and if you're listening, I'm standing up in front of the camera, and my penis is in the way.
Like and review. That's all I gotta say on iTunes. Rate it 5 stars.
It's the size of a chapstick. So yeah,
that's his nickname.
You've been listening to a Fourth Hand Joint.